Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. We had to go out of alphabetical order because of the NCAA tournament, but that's no big deal. Jackson Fuller of the Southwest Times Record, kind enough to join us again to talk about Arkansas football. And you had your first glimpse of the Razorbacks yesterday. So this is a team with they were a tough luck team last year, and that when you're 2-10, it's kind of hard to say. But they had chances to win, especially against Mississippi State. What is the biggest change? You just day one, first impression. What seemed different to you about Arkansas?
I think you have to start at the quarterback position. Taylen Green's no longer there, and they got a competition going on between KJ Jackson and AJ Hill. I think KJ, you know, the coaches aren't saying this. I haven't had any sources tell me this, you know, because they want the competition to rage on and be wide open. But from my vantage point, I think KJ is the clear favorite. He played last year towards the end of the season and looked pretty good. He's been here at the program. He's a really mature young man, leader. And I just think, like, from what I saw yesterday, he looked a little bit more ready than AJ Hill. There's a little bit more zip on his passes, confidence in what he's doing. But other than that, I think you can tell that there is more depth from top to bottom on this year's team. Now, they have to find some stars, because last year they had guys like Mike Washington, the running back, Omega Blake, the receiver, even Julian Neal on a bad defense. He's, you know, got some NFL draft buzz now at cornerback. So do they have stars is the biggest question. I think it's obvious there's more talent from, you know, roster spot one to however many they're allowed to have now, 115, whatever the number is. They've got some more talent, and, you know, that's great to have, because if you don't have stars, you need more options and guys like that just possibly could hit and be the guys that turn into starters.
Arkansas, in my lifetime, has always been a team that when they've been super successful, they've had a great running threat. Even when Petrino was there, you know, Nile Davis and those guys, they could run the football. Is this Arkansas team going to be able to run the football this year?
Man, to be determined. They're going to miss Mike Washington a ton. He was just such a great, underrated running back. Another guy that, it's crazy, like, how Arkansas went 2-10, and they're going to have draft picks and I think guys making an impact on Sundays next year, and he's one of them. But I think they've got a good stable, and that kind of goes along with the depth I'm talking about. Sutton Smith, a transfer from Memphis, Jasper Parker, a transfer from Michigan, and then Braylon Russell, the returnee. A three-headed monster, all guys that do different things a little bit. There's a chance they do have a really good running game, and I like their running backs. It's just going to come down to the offensive line for me, where I think, you know, the interior looks pretty similar to what it was last year, but the tackle spot is a lot different, and that's a big question, I think, going into the season. Can they replace guys like Corey Robinson with Akavion Broussard, who's now in his second year in the program? Can the tackles hold up in the run game? If so, then, yeah, I think they are going to have a good running game. I don't think it'll be as dominant, as good as it was last year, just because you had Washington and Taylen Green, who was an incredible runner, and his threat as a runner opened up lanes for Washington.
Last year with Arkansas, you know, the first two games of the season, they gave up 7 and 14 points. Those are two wins. After that, they didn't give up less than 23. And most games, it was over 40, over 30. Then you look at, we've talked about this website before, Our Lads, that people use for depth charts, right? They use the color orange for a transfer. The amount of orange on Arkansas's defense is startling almost. This is a completely new unit, completely remade. What are your expectations for Arkansas defensively this year?
They have to be better, right? I don't think it can get much
worse. I don't think it can be much worse, yeah.
But I am a little bullish on, I mean, I don't know, a top half SEC defense, probably not, but can they get into that 8 to 12 range? Yeah, I think maybe. I mean, they brought in a lot of guys, and they revamped the secondary, which was just absolutely necessary. Other than Julian Neal, that was a really, really poor unit last year, especially on the back end at the safety position. A lot of fresh blood in there. Probably the most exciting transfer addition that they have, Jaheim Johnson. He goes by Joker, a cornerback from Tulane, and played in the college football playoff. He was their number one cornerback last year. He's going to be a guy that's expected to, hey, come in and be the number one here, and I think he can do that. But the star of the defense is Quincy Rhodes, a returnee. I mean, it was sad kind of last year just how good he was and how terrible everybody around him was. He is going to be an NFL draft pick next year when he leaves. He could climb into the first round with another great year. Just a freak of nature. And, getting out there yesterday, that was another thing I noticed. It's like, man, it looks like better depth, it looks like better size, but that guy still sticks out. He still looks like by far the best player in this program. And, it's going to be a challenge. There's mixed feelings on Ron Roberts, the defensive coordinator. A lot of people, national, didn't, thought he underachieved at Florida, but there's a lot of respect within the coaching industry for his innovations and what he does schematically. It's very intriguing, but like I said, I don't think it can get any worse. So that's at least a good starting point for Arkansas.
Ryan Silverfield coming to Arkansas, Auburn, Florida, they were all, kind of tied together with Silverfield and Sumrall and Golish and all those guys. Silverfield is the choice for Arkansas. What are your early thoughts on him? What do you think about Ryan Silverfield and what he's going to bring to Fayetteville?
I think he's been a at the at, when he was hired, he was an underwhelming choice, I believe. I think Arkansas fans wanted Golish or even Kane Womack for the defensive coordinator at Alabama. They didn't, for whatever reason, they didn't want Silverfield, the Memphis guy, to come over. But I think he's done pretty much everything right since he's gotten here in terms of showing his passion, revving up the fan base, being a guy that can sweet talk donors. Saying all the right things in the press conference, and those seem, trite and cliche, but at the end of Sam Pittman's tenure, there just was a lack of energy in this program. And a product of that was you had an older coach who was kind of worn out by the NIL era of college sports. I mean, he cut his teeth in the traditional college football for 40 years and then becomes head coach and everything turns on his head. You could tell he was kind of worn out. There is a freshness about Silverfield I really like. And I think it's just going to be a more professionally run program. He's a guy with NFL experience. He's hired a ton of assistant coaches and analysts trying to, up that. I mean, there were looked like at times there were just as many assistants and coaches on the field yesterday as players in some drills. So I'm impressed with what he's done so far. At the end of the day, it's, this first season, he's got to make strides. 2-10, not going to be acceptable. 3-9, not going to be acceptable. And he's said as much. He wants to win right away. That's going to be a challenge. But for the offseason and the hype train that you need to kind of produce here in these spring months, I think he's done a really good job.
What's the position group this spring you've got your eye on the most?
Defensive line around Quincy Rhodes. I think Quincy's a, I just talked about him, but are the defensive tackles good enough? Are the other edge players either backing up Quincy or playing on the other side? Can they get after the passer enough? Because Quincy's going to get double teamed. They have an interesting group of defensive linemen that came in through the portal. I'm going to look down here at my notes because I don't know all these guys' names off the top of my head just yet. But, Carlin Jones, he came from USC, Southern California. Xadavian Sims, he came from Oregon. Trajan Odom from Ohio State. Guys from huge programs, high recruits that just didn't play early in their careers now at Arkansas. Can they be run stoppers, get after the passer? If they can and they hit on those defensive line transfers, the ceiling for this team raises right away.
Going to ask this question of everybody. This is the last question for everybody who's doing these previews with me. When we get to the end of the season, who does Arkansas? I'm so used to rivalry weekends and all that. Who does Arkansas play at the end? Oh, it's LSU again. Okay. Saturday, November 28th, LSU in Fayetteville. If I caught up with you after this game, what are you saying about Arkansas? What kind of season did they have?
I think that they took a step forward, and there are building blocks under Silverfield for his the rest of his tenure, but still not sure if he can get this program to where the fans want it to be. I mean, the fans expect this to be a team that's 8 wins every year. They've got the John Tyson money now behind this athletic department. I think that they are going to take a big step forward, and they're going to be a better coached, more disciplined, overall better football team this year. but I'm still not going to be convinced that Silverfield can get this program to where the fans want it to be.
Any comment on our beloved Chelsea Football Club?
No, none. I
I
plead
guess
the
that's probably for the best. That's probably
fifth.
for the best. I'm just getting excited. All right. Jackson Fuller, Southwest Times Record, our Arkansas guy here on the podcast. Thanks. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Brian.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.